Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, 6480. Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Elul, Tavshi Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom of Bracha. The Rebbe is going to give some very sound business advice over here. And also marriage advice on the various different situations that the Rebbe is addressing him. So let's see what the Rebbe writes. So the Rebbe says, after a long, very long interruption, I got, your letter was received that was written, dated the 8th of Elul. And that was written for you, for him, with the good news that the health and parnosa, his livelihood, is in order. And the Rebbe prays, Yiratzen, that also for the future, you should add to this, because we have been commanded to go higher, Mailin Bakoidesh, in holy matters we go up. Everything that relates to a Jewish person, it's up to the person to make it holy. When he lives his life according to the directives of our holy Torah, Torah's Chaim, so therefore, you become holy and Mailin Bakoidesh, so there's always an increase. So the Rebbe says, the health, the parnosa, and this should, the Rebbe say, keep on increasing and getting even better. And the Rebbe says, let me respond now to your questions. He has the Rebbe three questions here, and Rebbe's answering all three of them. Number one, he's asking about taking in a partner in his business. So the Rebbe answered him, since the blessed Hashem succeeded you, why should you combine, why should you bring in somebody else to this matter? So why look for a partner? I mean, you're successful without the partner. Why bring in a partner? And if the business requires expansion, so the Rebbe says you should put an effort to expand it with your own koiches, with your own powers. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe does not advise to take in a partner. He just says, do and work harder and expand it yourself. And the Rebbe prays, Yiratzen, that there should be a widening in a good and auspicious time, and to utilize your profits for healthy matters, happy matters, and in matters of Torah mitzvahs. So the Rebbe is against bringing in a partner, and the Rebbe says, do what you can, and the Rebbe blesses him, that he should be in a wide, successful way in all matters. And use the funds, the profits, for good matters and Torah mitzvahs. Number two, he asked the Rebbe that there is differences between him and his wife, where she lives. They have differences. So how what to do about it. So the Rebbe says that you should put an effort in that some of your friends should explain to her that on the contrary, since there is a matter which is not completely good in the conduct of their son, may he live, that is a additional reason to ask from the blessed Hashem to bless you with another child. Apparently, he had a disagreement. He wanted more children, and his wife didn't want any more children. And the Rebbe is saying, because since one of his sons is not, you know, the way he's not behaving, you know, properly, maybe she didn't want to bring another child who's not going to behave properly or something like that. But But the Rebbe says the friends should explain to her, fakert, on the contrary, that this is an additional reason to ask from the Blessed Hashem that He should bless you with additional children. Especially, the Rebbe says, we see, practically speaking, that when there's an additional son or daughter, there is also an improvement in the children from before. So the Rebbe says, don't stop. Somebody should explain to your wife, have friends explain to her that this is actually a way to bringing in improvement in the past. Now, I'm not sure whether he wasn't behaving in a Torah way or a Yiddishkeit, or maybe it's even, maybe there was some issues in his mental state. I'm not sure, it doesn't say here, but maybe she was afraid to have other children because of that, maybe, I don't know. But all what the Rebbe is saying is, more children bring an improvement also in the past. It seems more like a general conduct, as the Rebbe says on Hoga. Number three, he writes to the Rebbe that there is competition. There are business people who are competing with him, etc. So the Rebbe says, one of the advices in this situation is to just not think about them. And the Rebbe says, based on what the verse says, like the face that you show the water, that is the reflection back to the person, kemayim aponim luponim, and it says, kein leva odom laodom, the heart of man to the others. If you have kindness in your heart to the other one gets kindness in his heart. So, in the end of the day, you stop thinking about them, they'll stop thinking about you, and they'll stop competing with you. So, the Rebbe says, you're thinking about them, that they're your competition. So that, the Rebbe says, don't think about them, they'll stop thinking about you, they'll stop competing with you. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you don't mention anything about your brother Shiyichya, befitting to what we have discussed, that he is going to try to influence him in matters of Torah mitzvah. So this person, the Rebbe gave him a job to try to influence his brother, Torah mitzvah. And the Rebbe says, there is nothing that stands in the way of the will. And there's also a chazoka establishment that if you put an effort, it won't go, it won't return empty-handed. So the Rebbe says, keep on, go at it. If you try hard, you'll be successful. And the Rebbe says, for the upcoming year, Habo Leinava Kol Yisrael Tov Levracha, which is coming upon us, I want to express my blessing to you and to all of yours, a blessing of Ksivach Simat Toivah L'Shana Toivah Mesukah, physically and spiritually, and the Rebbe concludes with a bracha. So here you have it. The Rebbe, first of all, the Rebbe is happy to hear the news that his parnasa and his health is improved. And the Rebbe advises him against taking in a partner in his business. The Rebbe says, if you've seen the blessing of Hashem, why take in a partner? And the Rebbe says, if you need to expand the business, work a little harder, do it yourself, don't take a partner. And number two, there was a disagreement between him and his wife. Apparently he wanted more children, she didn't want any more children. And because the Rebbe says, especially, she talked to friends to try to talk to her that since their son that they have is not behaving so properly, so having another child would actually help. That brings in an improvement in the other thing. So, and the Rebbe says a major advice over here. I mean, I haven't seen that much in the letters of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, yes, competition. There are people competition. So the Rebbe advises him, you don't think about them, just they'll stop thinking about you. They'll stop competing with you. He says, the more you think about, the Rebbe quotes the verse, the heart of man is like the water. If you think about them, they think about you. Stop thinking about them, they'll stop thinking about you. The Rebbe blesses him. And the Rebbe encourages him to continue trying to influence his brother, which the Rebbe asked him to a matter of Torah mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, you can do it. If you want, you can do it. And if you put in an effort, it won't return empty-handed.